Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sacred Divergence Radio, with your hostess Reverend Elizabeth on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Listen in every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern and join us in the chat room as we discuss music, magic, spirituality, and more.
And hello everyone, I hope you all can hear me. I am having a bit of trouble this evening with getting everything situated here. But I'm here now, so it's great to have you all with us tonight. And, of course, you are listening to the 63rd episode of Sacred Divergence Radio. And tonight we will be talking about honor, generosity, and sincerity. And these are the first of 9 virtues. Hold on, let me just make sure that Afterfov knows that it's time to shine here. Chat room is open. Okay, so we have 9 virtues, and they are, in order, honesty, generosity, sincerity, courage, service, and practicality, which could be said to include temperance, and modesty, compassion, which could be argued to correspond to Aristotle's mildness, and piety being respect for deity, as well as for oneself and for others. And there is a lot to say about these virtues. I will begin by saying that I come from a tradition whose standpoint is that the virtues should be acted upon with temperance, and that any virtue taken to an extreme can easily become a vice. So, for example, by service, we do not mean being a doormat, and by modesty, we do not mean self-abasement, nor by practicality do we mean materialism or ruthlessness. Rather, in each case, we are referring to a sensible, temperate practice. And what is a sensible, temperate practice? Well, this would mean that honesty. With honesty, you're not too honest. You're not seeking to take it to that extreme where you're honest about every little thing. Like, oh, does this dress make me look fat? Yes, honey, it makes you look terribly fat. And I don't think that you should wear it at all. Instead, we would approach that question with a grain of salt, perhaps, and say, well, I think another dress might flatter your figure better. Or maybe you should try these jeans instead. Or maybe these dress pants would work better tonight. Or anything along those lines. We're not seeking to hurt people with our honesty. We're not seeking to make them feel so bad about themselves. So, I'm not sure why, but in the original posting of this, I put honor as the first one instead of honesty. I'm not really sure why. I'm sure it was for a good reason. But it's not honor. It is indeed honesty, which is the first of the nine virtues. As the incumbent paladin general of the Order of Paladins, I myself am looking to embody each of the nine and incorporate them into my daily life. And it's going to be a journey. And it's going to be a process as Phoenix and I are learning what it is to be leaders and what it is to be honest and generous and sincere and modest and courageous and serviceable and practical and compassionate and pious. It's going to be a long process. It's not going to happen overnight. So I thank you all for your patience with us as this process goes forward. I understand that Phoenix is working on some lessons for the squires that we will be having. And it is all very exciting. So in the chat room, we have a question from Raven Wolf Greenfield. Hello, Tim. He says, his parents raised him to be honest always, but I agree sometimes there is more discreet ways so feelings aren't hurt. Do you think parents should teach kids how to be more diplomatic when it comes to being honest with people? And to this, I would say absolutely yes. We need to teach our kids that honesty does not mean blurting the first thing that comes out of your mouth. It means taking a moment, stepping back, and thinking about the question, and formulating your answer carefully. And in doing so, pardon me, I'm eating a little late dinner here of beets, actually. I love beets. And in doing so, they will learn how to temper themselves. They will learn temperance in the practice of reflection before they speak. Am I hurting the person I'm speaking to with this sentence that I'm about to say? Is the first question that should be on their mind. The second question on their mind should be, am I hurting myself with the answer? The third thing would be, what would they possibly say in response to my answer? Are they going to be happy about it? Are they going to be sad about it? Are they going to be angry about it? Are they going to be joyful about it? What is their emotional state going to be as a result of my actions? And, you know, it's not to say that you need to make sure that their response is going to be joyful or happy or positive. Okay, that's not what I'm saying here, because sometimes you have to deliver the bad news to people. But there is a way that you can temper it. There is a way that you can forge it in the fire of honesty and diplomacy where they will not be offended. And, or they will be less offended, and they will not be hurt, or they will be less hurt. So yeah, that's honesty in a nutshell. Any other questions? Tim? Oh, and he's saying it goes back to the Facebook post, how he almost mistook someone as something other than they are. And I agree. You know, it can be hard to see both sides of a coin. And in this instance, he thought someone was a troll when they actually weren't. It was a Christian pagan. And as far as I understand it, Christian pagans believe, and this is just from my experience with a few Christian pagans, not very many, so I'm not speaking for all Christian pagans here. Don't take me wrong here. They believe that the Trinity is their pantheon, so to speak. And they worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, in this manner. And it was a Christian pagan who was saying, hey, can I join the school? And Ravenwolf, or Tim, wasn't really sure how to respond. I'm sure he responded to the best of his ability, but he thought that she might be trolling, you know, just to cause a little mischief. Which I don't think is the case. I might be wrong, and she might be totally off her rocker, but in this instance, I'm pretty sure I'm right. And, you know, I could be wrong, and when I am wrong, and she proves herself to be less than what she is, I will take responsibility for that, if it comes to be that case. But until then, there we go. So, it is 12 after. Let's see, I spoke 12 minutes about this honesty. And you're absolutely welcome, Tim. I don't have a problem conversing with you at all. And if you would like to talk with me on the air, please feel free to call in and we can have a discussion, because I'm not very good at talking off the cuff about things. I like to have discussions with people. So our call-in number is 646-564-9714, and just press the 1 button to let me know you want to come on the air. And then in the chat room, if you could tell me your area code, that would be awesome. And no pressure. I'm not saying that you have to call in. It would be great to have a conversation with you about these virtues and to get maybe your standpoint on them. I know you're a lowly, quote-unquote, lowly outer court member, but in all honesty, no pun intended, the outer court is the backbone of our tradition, and it is you that we, the high priesthood, serve in our daily lives. He says that he is building his confidence to talk on the air and that he lives in Chicago. I'm not sure what Chicago's area code is, but I'm sure that it would be a lively discussion if you choose to call in. And I am sure, oh, he gave me the area code. Okay, good. So I am sure that our discussion will be happy and lively, and we have an entire hour and 45 minutes left until the end of the program. I don't know if I'm going to last that long. Probably not. But there we go. We have a little bit about honesty. Now let's talk about generosity. Generosity is giving what you have in order to make someone else's life a little better. It's not giving away your last dollar that you have for the entire week to a stranger. Rather, it's you get paid and let's say you see a bum on the highway, a homeless person on the highway, and they have a sign that says, you know, God bless you, please help me, in desperate need, veteran in desperate need, or something along these lines. And you stop and you give them a fiver, a $5 bill, or even 10. This can really change somebody's life. You know, I live with three people, And one of them, she makes these bags that she keeps in the car of food and blankets and necessities for people. And she will go out and she will give them away. And this is being generous. Giving what you have in to help other people. And so yeah, that is generosity. Generosity can also be giving your time. Being generous with your time is very important. And what else can I say about generosity? Generosity can mean being a good listener, giving your time to listen to another person's woes and help them in whatever area they need help with, if it's in your purview. Like, not, I'm not saying that if somebody is looking for psychological advice that you give them said advice, because that would be practicing without a license, if you're not licensed. But I'm talking about giving them practical advice, for example. I can't think of a good example off the top of my head, but let's make one up. You know, a person comes to me and they're like, "Hey, Liz, you know, or Lady Elizabeth, I'm having a really hard time with my studies in witch school or the Karelian tradition or whatnot, and I'd like your advice on what I can do to integrate the lessons into my life more." And I would begin by telling them to, one, go back and reread each lesson that they've already done. Ooh, pardon me. I think I'm coming down with a cold. So excuse me if I sound funny or if I cough. It will be without warning because I don't know when I'm going to cough. So they come to me with this, and the first thing I would do is ask them, are you practicing the exercises daily? Preferably at the same time every day, or at the same time frame every day, like the morning or the evening or the afternoon. And if the answer is no, well then, you need to practice the exercises every day, around the same time of day, preferably. But at least once a day. And then I would tell them that they need to spend, for every hour they spend studying metaphysics, they need to be doing something not related to metaphysics. So, for example, if I spend 30 minutes in the World Walkers chat room and we do a channeling session, I would then go out and dig in my garden or watch TV or read a book, or study for an exam that's not for witch school or the Karelian tradition, like a regular college or university, for an additional 30 minutes. And this is a trick that I learned from Lady Crystal Newman High Karel, a very sweet lady. She is the retired in-office first priestess of the Karelian nativist tradition, which is my tradition, if you haven't already gathered that. Ah, we have a question, or a comment, rather, in the chat room from Tim. And he says, I think many people are scared to give to others sometimes, especially volunteers. I see this at my school. Fellow students panic when they hear the word volunteering, it's like they're infected with some plague. And, you know, volunteering can be scary. Because sometimes you don't know what will be expected of you. And like any new thing, it can take some time to kind of wrap your head around the idea. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. As long as you don't take it to an extreme where you would, say, develop some phobia or something of that nature to volunteering. I believe everyone should volunteer as part of their practice. Even if it's doing a radio show. I mean, in the Order of Paladins, each of us is expected to give at least 60 hours to our communities. And the radio show is my ministry. It is how I volunteer, primarily. It will not be the only way I volunteer, because I plan on finding soup kitchens to volunteer at. I plan on visiting my local library and seeing if they need help. I plan on visiting the local animal shelter and seeing if they need assistance, and things of this nature. So I plan on being very generous with my time. And, you know, at the end of the day, I do a radio show once a week, 52 weeks out of the year. And there you go, I have 52 hours. It adds up really quickly. Oh, and Tim says he is proud to be Carillion. And you know what, Tim? I'm really proud to be Carillion, too. And I'm glad to see somebody else who is also takes pride in their Carillionism. Tim in the chat room says, with me, I volunteer because I enjoy seeing the benefits I can give to people who are having a bad time. And this is also true. You can make somebody's life totally better or totally different through your act of service and through your generosity and your kindness. So we are getting towards the bottom of the hour. Let me find a song for us to play. And once again, you are listening to Sacred Divergence Radio, episode 63, on honesty, generosity, and sincerity. And we've been talking about honesty and generosity and how we can integrate these two into our daily lives. And when we return, we will be talking about sincerity and how you can integrate sincerity into your daily life. So I will be playing Phoenix by Jenna Green. Hopefully it plays. And we will be back shortly after a couple of songs and a short break. Thank you all so much for listening to Sacred Divergence Radio. Here we go.
Rise up, Phoenix, rise from the fire. Rise up, Phoenix, strong as ever. is gold. Now you have the power to heal, just as the legend is told. You can start out again at your dreams and desires. We can do wisdom, fortune be mixed by.
Your prayers, work your right, burn your little candle day and night. You can shimmy till dawn to the pounding drums, but you best be ready when the horn one comes. Yeah. If you wake to the sound of a hunting horn, you dance a ring in the gathering storm. If the solstice time, get your panties in a wad. Just the coming of the horn god. He will call you out, make you sweat, give you a blessing that you'll never forget. So revel in the chase and let your heartbeat run. Blessed are the children of the horned one, blessed are the children of the horned one. Hey, hunter who tracks outside of time, guardian lord of ancient rhyme, brother stag in the musky glen, consort of the goddess in the woodland den. We call you forth as we make our way, walking in your power every day. Guide us through in our hunt this night, and maybe even later in the great ride. He will call you out, make you sweat, give you a blessing that you'll never forget. So revel in the chase and let your heartbeat run. Blessed are the children of the horned one.
We're all mad here, and it's okay.
Sun up, sun down, the shadows hide me down in Wonderland, Wonderland. Nobody knows the way, but if you find it in your dreams, you can find it at your day job, somewhere south of hell. Take the path to left or right with just your gut to guide you. The story is not for anyone else to tell. And hear everybody loud and clear, but the truth comes down in riddles that are safe enough to share. That's how it is in songs you see, and stripes always looked good on me, whether or not I'm really there. Heavy is the burden of the wise ones, when no one understands a word they say. The Jabberwock never bothered anyone, but nobody believes him to this day. Grin behind, remind me that we're all mad here and it's okay. Sun up, sun down, the shadows find me out in Wonderland, Wonderland. Nobody knows the way, but if you find it in your dreams, you can find it at your day job, somewhere south of hell. Take the path to left or right with just a gut to guide you. The story is not for anyone else. For diamonds, baby, brought you here to me. Darling, you know better than to trust a pack of cards. What have we learned? The world is never as mad as it could be. Never as mad as it could be. If I leave my grin behind, remind me that we're all mad here and it's okay. If I leave my grin behind, remind me that we're all mad here and it's okay.
Sacred Divergence Radio, episode 63, on honesty, generosity, and sincerity. And Aftergrove has finally made it to the chat room. Yay, Aftergrove! And he comments that, "I think true honesty, generosity, and sincerity comes with the ability to say no, and not just help out of some emotional need." And I would agree with this. And I also wanted to comment that generosity means not only being generous to others, but being generous with yourself. So many times we can get caught up in helping others that we forget to help ourselves. But we must remember to help ourselves, because in order to help others, we must first be helped. And we must first be taken care of. So now I suppose we shall move on to sincerity or integrity. And to me, being sincere means having that feeling of, I'm doing this because I want to, or because I choose to. That feeling of sincerity, of genuine affection and joy and love for what you are doing.
Oh, sorry, I hope you could hear all that. I forgot to lower my mic boom here. That should be better now, though. So let's look up the definition of sincerity briefly. Sincerity, as defined, is the quality of being free from pretense, deceit, or hypocrisy. Synonyms are honesty, genuineness, truthfulness, integrity, trustworthiness, and things of that nature. So, freedom from hypocrisy. Don't be a hypocrite, that's bad. basically, being a hypocrite to me means you say one thing, but you do another. And this to me is a dangerous little trap, which is why you must always be careful with your words and in your interactions with other people, especially as a clergy person. And I say especially as a clergy person directly to Tim, who is listening. And I say this because it's very important that you reflect before you respond. I can't really emphasize that enough. And I speak from experience when I say that a rushed response can get you in a whole lot of deep water that you really don't want to be in. Trust me on that. I did it when I was younger. I was actually, it was kind of funny looking back on it now. I was really mad and really angry at this woman named Kestra. And she was a witch school chat room moderator. And I can't remember what I was mad at her about, but I decided to write to a Yahoo group, because we were very active on Yahoo groups at the time, and say, you know, we should really boycott because of this and this and this. We should boycott witch school. And boy, did I ever choose the wrong group to go posting that in, because guess who was the moderator of that group? And guess who moderated every posting that went through that group? Her, Kastra. So that is one example of the need to think before you act, to think before you speak. So yeah, I was not allowed to go back to the Witch School chat room for like a month or something like that. And eventually I was allowed back and whatever. And bygones were bygones. And I was like 16 at the time. So, and being of course bipolar, but not knowing it also probably played into that. But I'm not trying to make excuses for myself. I was a 16-year-old brat and I didn't like what she had to say. So I wanted to boycott Witch School. So, yeah, that's my little anecdotal story. I wonder if Afterfove or Tim have any anecdotal stories of a time when they were not so careful with their words. So, in vocabulary.com, which is a relatively new website, if I am going by that, I've never seen it before, and I've seen a lot of websites in my day. Sincerity, it says, is a mix of seriousness and honesty. If you do things with sincerity, people will trust you. Along with patience and compassion, sincerity is one of those qualities we all probably wish we had more of, and wish other people had more of too. People who show sincerity are being serious, kind, and truthful. Politicians who show sincerity tend to do well because people believe them. An apology full of sincerity will probably be accepted. On the other hand, if you show no sincerity, by being sarcastic or dismissive, for example, well, who wants an apology like that? Antonyms for sincerity are falseness, hollowness, or insincerity, of course. Or frivolity or frivolousness. And some more definitions of sincerity are being open and truthful, and not deceitful or hypocritical, a quality of naturalness and simplicity, the trait of being serious, and an earnest and sincere feeling. And Afterfove comments, foot and mouth disease, nothing I'm willing to admit in public, really bad stuff. Well, to this I would say, I hope you've learned from your really bad stuff. He says that people think I'm a great guy, but in my youth I was a huge rectal orifice. Ooh, excuse me. That came out of nowhere. My goodness, hardly gave me any notice. Oh, and here comes another one. Oh, my goodness, I hate sneezing. Afterfove comments that he hurt a lot of people with his words in his youth. And, you know, I can say the same. And I can say that I kind of enjoyed it at the time, hurting people with my words. And I liked getting back at them, you know? But today it's much more different, and I think I've learned how to forgive myself, and in forgiving, I can move forward. And Afterfove, I hope the same is for you. I hope you can learn to forgive yourself for your past mistakes. and to move forward with your life. Forgiveness really is the key in this instance, and in many instances where we have transgressed. And, you know, be honest with yourself. You know, going back to honesty, if you're not ready to forgive yourself, don't push it. Just do more soul retrieval. Keep doing your exercises, your first degree, second degree, and third degree exercises, or any other psychic exercise regimen. And soul retrieval is really the best method for peeling back the layers of the onion, as it were. A good friend of mine, Reverend Ed Carr Jr., just compared the soul retrieval to peeling back an onion. That's why I use that example. And it's a really good example, and I've heard it used a lot before. So, yeah, we have come to nearing the end of our program, and I just wanted to say, that I really appreciate having you both, Afterfove and Tim, listen in. I know you guys are faithful listeners. And I like having my little fan base, woot woot. Spread the word. You know, Sacred Divergence Radio is out there for the fans and for everybody else who is listening. And, of course, you can always go to the iTunes store and look up Sacred Divergence Radio in the podcasts section. And every episode will be there. And I'm not positive, but I'm pretty certain that almost every episode is also available through bit.ly, bit.ly/SDR episode insert number here. So, for example, today's episode is episode 63. So you would type in bit.ly/SDR for Sacred Divergence Radio. Episode 6, and that will bring you to the recording of this episode. And Tim comments, we need to make sure it gets advertised. And for this, I rely on sometimes I post in this week's radio shows, but mostly I rely on the Sacred Divergence Radio Facebook page. And I am proud to say that we have, I'm going to look here because I don't want to misspeak, 171 likes on our Facebook page. So that's 171 people that we can get in touch with every week. If they look, Tim, you can go to facebook.com/sacreddivergenceradio and give us a thumbs up, give us a like. Yay, he just did. And every week you can see what's happening here on Sacred Divergence Radio. You guys can also go to www.facebook.com/ehamiltonmedia. And give me a like there. I post whenever I'm on an episode of whatever. For example, a couple of weeks ago, or I think it was last week, I was on the Karelian Family Hour. And so I think I still have to post that one. Let me go do that now while I'm thinking about it. And that page has a little less likes, 138 likes. let's see, most recent activity there was August 7th when I appeared as a guest host on the Carillion Family Hour. And, of course, that happens every week at Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Pagans Tonight Radio Network, blogtalkradio.com/witchschool. All right, folks. Well, I think we have said a lot about honesty, generosity, and sincerity. And I'm going to play one of my favorite songs to lead us out. And it is Go Away, God Boy by S.J. Tucker. I think this song is very sincere and very honest, a little too honest, perhaps, to this poor God Boy. And again, I thank you both for listening, and I hope more listeners will tune in soon. And you can catch this episode in the archives when it becomes available. Thank you, everyone. And next week we will have, Reverend Phoenix Williams on with us to speak a bit about a mental disorder to be chosen during the week. It will be a surprise for the both of us, or for me and all of you, the listeners. So, stay tuned for that. 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Sacred Evidence Radio, Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thank you, everybody. It was great being here. Here is Go Away, God Boy by S.J. Tucker. See you around. Blessed be.
thank you for listening to Sacred Divergence Radio with your hostess, Reverend Elizabeth and friends on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Have a topic for us to discuss on air? Connect with Reverend Elizabeth at sacreddivergenceradio@gmail.com and on Twitter at SDivergence with hashtag TopicHack. See you next week at 10 p.m. Eastern here on Sacred Divergence Radio and the Spiritual Unity Radio Network.